You have
They were
received
on
emergency
post
roadside assistance. My name is Ray. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, I need a toll service.
All right, and may I have your first and last name?
Amalia Villalueta. I'm insured with insured on the spot, so I called you guys.
I do apologize. Do you mind respelling your last name?
Villalueta.
And a good phone number?
773-837-6130.
Would you like to receive a text message update about what time the provider will be coming out and who will be coming out?
Yes, please. Please.
Message and data rates may apply. May I have that policy number or member ID number?
Hold on 1 second. Let me get it. So sorry.
You're fine.
Let's see. It is IL, T as in Tom, 584823.
Yes. And that was I as in igloo, L as in love, T as in Tom, 584823.
Yes. 9 at the end. Come on, Ian.
All right. All right, let's try it without.
That's my coffee.
All right, so unfortunately, that number that has been provided is not pulling up your policy. Let me see. Try to search. May I have your zip code associated with your policy?
60620. Yeah, this way. This way. Whoa.
All right. All right, let's see.
And that was ILT 5848239.
Have you ever used your roadside assistance before?
Yes.
And may I ask what type of vehicle, or may I have that address that is on your policy?
731 South Aberdeen.
Also, do you, I do see a previous ticket. Let me see. All right, so let's just go back.
You found it?
Well, I didn't pull up your policy yet, but I do see where you had a previous ticket, and normally with this, let me just see if I could copy and paste. All right, so there we go. It automatically pulled up your last name. With this, everything has to be correct, and I was off with your last name by one letter, so it did not pull up your policy.
Got it.
All right, and also may you verify that vehicle and the vehicle color you're calling in about?
Toyota Avalon 2003.
Oh,
morning.
2003. And you say the color of the vehicle was black?
Silver.
All right. And also, may I ask what's going on with your vehicle?
It stopped. I think I need a battery or something.
Stop. All right, and I do have a few questions I have to ask. Is your vehicle for today's service, are you requesting a tow service or a jump start?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Are you requesting a tow service for today's service?
A tow service, yes, just to take my car to my house.
Yes, ma'am. Is your vehicle four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, or is it front or rear?
Oh, I think it's front and rear.
Yes, ma'am. Will your vehicle shift to neutral?
Huh?
Will your vehicle shift into neutral?
Yes, it will.
Will you be on the scene when the provider arrives?
No, I'm not. I have to work.
Will it be an unattended tow?
Yes, it's fine.
All right. With the unattended tow, I do want to make you aware. The door does have to be unlocked. You will have to let me know where the key is located, and also you will have to agree to a waiver.
So the key's with me.
All right. So the vehicle won't shift into neutral due to the key being with the customer. Give me one moment.
Yeah, I mean, if I have to have somebody take the key to my car, that's like somebody meet them, then that's fine. But if that's not a possibility, then I can.
Yes, ma'am. Someone, if you would prefer that, you are able to do so. Did you want me to suggest put someone be on scene with the key? Or did
so
you want the unattended?
Because I have the key. I don't want it to be a problem.
You can do an unattended tow. I do just want to advise you with that unattended tow with no key. Most providers will not assist. And sometimes they will assist. It just may take longer to secure a provider.
Okay, you know what? Just get me somebody that can. I'll have somebody meet me there.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll have somebody with the key. I'll just have somebody with the key.
All right. And that location in which the vehicle is currently located?
It is located 3810 South Ashland. It's right on the busy street.
That city and state, Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois.
All right, let's see.
I'm sorry?
That was 3812 North Ashland, 3812 Ashland, Chicago, Illinois. Would that zip code be 606?
I don't know. Let me check. So it's 3810 South Ashland, 60609.
Let me see.
Hey, Aiden.
All right. And that was 3810 South Ashland Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60609. May I have that tow to location?
I'm sorry?
May I have that tow to location?
8731 South Aberdeen.
And do you mind spelling that street?
Aberdeen Street. 60620.
All right, so I do have you mapped and located. Let's see. Also, did you want the provider to give you a call ahead of time?
Yes, ahead of time would be great.
All right. And give me one moment. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Sure.
Thank you for holding.
My car stopped. It's not working right here. Like, I was going down Ashland coming to work, and the ABS came on, the brake came on, and my car just started slowing down. I'm just frustrated. Thank you. Mind you, that all four kids are in my car fighting. Ian got hit in the face by Leilani with a toy, so his face is marked. Like, great morning. I left my coffee in the car. And lucky Javier was off today. After 300 calls, I kept calling him and calling him and calling him. The father of the year. The father of the year. I called him father of the year because he pissed me off this morning. Like, dude, I could be dying and you're not answering because you want to be sleeping. At least wait until I get to my destination and then go to sleep. This works that I lost my coffee. Mm-hmm. I would like to need some action. Huh? That would tell people to find my shoe. Good, and you? Mm-hmm. My flexible panel on my car is not working.
You text her?
And she says, "Are you coming in? Do you? I sent her a picture of my hood up. Do you not see my hood up?
My car was crashed and I was out of working.
Huh? Yes, yes, I was on the toll. Sounds good. Good morning. Grab a mask from inside, okay? Hello.
Good morning.
You could get him one or her one. Oh. Have a good one.
Hello, ma'am. I do apologize about that hold, but thank you for holding. It does state your benefit covers you up to $45, but we calculate this service may cost more than your benefit. If you do have out-of-pocket expense, may I ask, will you be paying with cash or with card?
With card, but you would have to call me back so I could pay with card.
Yes, ma'am. I will give you a call back to give you that price quote. When paying, you will have to pay the provider. Did you want me to give you a call back with that price quote or place you on brief hold to get you your price quote?
It's not covered. I don't get it.
Yes, ma'am. You are covered. Your policy covers you up to $45. Anything outside of that $45, you will have to cover. And unfortunately for today, it states that your policy covers $45, but we calculate that it will cost more than your benefit, so you would have to pay any additional cost.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, and did you want me to give you a price quote, place you on hold and get you that price quote, or give you a call back with that price quote?
I can wait. It's not a problem.
Yes, ma'am. At this very moment, I will be placing you on a brief hold. Thank you for holding.